The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, the entertainment journalist, and David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast with recommendations of what to watch. The House of Guinness, you've both seen some of this, have
you?
Yeah. Well.
This is prestige soapy TV at
okay.
its finest.
So this is on Netflix.
Yep.
It's about the Guinness family.
Yeah.
Yes.
When is it set or what's the context for it?
1868, 60s, so the yeah. day the patriarch dies. And then
Benjamin Guinness?
Yeah, and then it's the four kids, basically succession,
yeah.
who gets the gig.
Oh, really?
Who gets the G, man. but every episode starts with, my favourite bit is every episode starts with, this fiction is inspired by true stories. I'm like, I mean... I mean, you're going to make stuff up. Just bring it on. And it looks as lush as you'd expect.
Yeah.
It wasn't filmed in Dublin, which was surprising.
Filmed in Manchester, was it?
Or? Manchester and Liverpool.
Oh, Manchester. Yeah.
A few different
yeah.
spots.
But it's based on the fact that one of the descendants of Arthur Guinness, Ivana Lau, she was in Ireland for a family gathering and they were all chatting to each other and stuff. She's like, wow, we've got something here. And then she put together a treatment. And then Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight went, this is great. And it didn't happen that easily. But yeah. he then developed this treatment into this. But my favourite headline comes from The Guardian. They said that, the House of Guinness is set to take the crown from the crown.
Cause it's oh, that, wow, okay.
That's how juicy it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful nonsense. We always go on yeah. about nonsense here. And there's good nonsense and there's bad nonsense. This is cracking Peaky Blinder vibes in the sense that everybody looks dapper and cool. It's got, the soundtrack is classic trad music, but then you've got Fontaine's DC and Kneecap, and it's jumping, like music wise it's jumping all, everybody's walking in slow motion, you're just,
but stuff is happening, is it? Sometimes
stuff
sometimes
blown,
these
the Fenians
these,
are blowing stuff up
sometimes
and,
period dramas the where they fall down is they become obsessed by the visuals,
yes.
and they want people to just luxuriate in them, and they forget that we want a bit of the soap opera.
I think it helps. There's four siblings, so there's four
yeah.
stories.
What was the other one? What was the one a couple of years ago with
Bridgerton?
Yeah. Bridgerton was probably the other way a little bit,
yeah. Yeah.
A little too soapy, but still, at least it just kept yeah. you yeah. interested.
No, I'm all in.
Okay,
the best way, as we've said, is it's Peaky Blinders meets Succession with a dash of Downton Blackcurrant.
And meets Dallas and Dynasty,
yeah.
that type of soapy.
Okay,
over the top.
Who's in it?
Oh, we've got, what's his name? Louis Partridge, who a lot of younger people know him. He started off with Millie Bobby Brown in Enola Hughes. Not Enola Hughes.
Enola Gay.
Enola Gay.
Do you know what Enola Gay is?
No.
Enola Gay was the plane that dropped Big Boy, which was
there
the atom bomb
yeah.
on
no.
Hiroshima.
Enola Holmes.
We've got Anthony Boyle. We've
Love
also
Anthony.
Got...
Brilliant.
Do you know who else we've got? We've got Tilda Fey, who a lot of people go, that's not a name I know. But if you have watched Fair City, she used to be in Fair City. That's how she was Carol's best friend in Fair City. And she's gone on
cool.
to Steve McCormick is great.
Cool.
But all in, all episodes right. are up. Binge.
All right, okay.
Binge.
So it's all up there.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're an hour long. So.
Oh, but that's. If it's
how many going, episodes?
Eight.
Eight.
And there'll be more.
Will there be another series?
I'd say
yes.
it should do. Like, because
yeah.
I said, the things that drive. Like, if now, be warned, if the whole splitting the G man is driving you absolutely demented, well, it's only got a lot worse now because Guinness is gone. If it was yeah. big before, even if Guinness are kind of saying, I don't know the backing wise how far Guinness are behind it, but. They'd be stupid not to, because it's just, people are just going to be talking about Guinness forever now.
Yeah.
Even
okay.
More people today.
It's yeah. all up there. House of Guinness. It is on Netflix. What then is, oh, I was going to say, what is it? Slow Horses. We all know what it is, but it's back. Fifth season.
Yes. Oh my God.
Are they still working on the books, or
yeah,
have
so,
they gone their own way?
London Rules is the 2018 novel. So that's, this one is based on that.
Okay.
Do you read the books?
I haven't. I read the first book.
Yeah.
Only actually, I read the first book after watching. I
yeah.
watched the first series and then read the first
so
book.
So would you go back? So if I've watched the film or the series, I do not go back and read the book.
No,
would you go back and read the
I
book?
Would. Yeah, but I'm not a Philistine like you. You see,
I have no time.
Yeah, but sometimes sometimes they're different.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm happy to say whatever they give me.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so we're back with the dropouts, the sketchy, disgraced spies in Slough House is where they all hang out. And Gary Oldman is, Jackson Lamb is still Unbelievable. Oh my God, worst boss in the world ever. Or is he? He's kind of cute and nice. This one seems to be focused on Christopher Chung's character, Roddy Ho. And if anybody who watches it knows him, he's the really annoying IT kind of guy. And I mean, when I say annoying, he is next level. He'd drive you mad. But he's got a heart of gold. Or does he again? You just don't know. But he seems to be the focus. There's only one episode gone up. I thought it was two. I was all excited. And then I was like, oh no, there's only one.
So because Apple usually throw up a couple. Two or three. And then they do one after.
Because it ends. The first one ends on a cliffhanger. And you're like, oh, and then you're like, where's two? Coming on October 1st. Well, screw you guys. But no, it is. We don't have to explain. If you're into slow horses, it's back, baby.
Yeah.
It's
back. Okay. Brilliant stuff. Serena. The Walsh sisters.
Yeah.
Now, this I know nothing about.
Well, you're not going to be surprised to hear that I know nothing about this either. I know Marion Keyes is a saint when it comes to, is the Queen of Ireland when it comes to books. But I haven't read any of her books. Would you have read Rachel's
Holiday? I've read some
of
the earlier ones, yeah.
Okay. So this is based on Rachel's Holiday and Anybody Out There. I went to a screening of this. They had a screening of episode one and so much excitement out there for this. I went in going, I don't know anything. Am I going to enjoy it? Gosh, I really enjoyed it. It's about the Walsh family where there's five sisters. There's Rachel in this. What Stephanie Prison has done is she's taken the books and she's actually written the series. She's combined the stories and set them all at the same period. So it's all in one timeline. Rachel's addiction has spiraled.
Okay, sorry. So the because Marion Keyes' books... each one focuses on a different sister and a different story at a different time in their life.
Exactly. But okay. What she's done is she's come in and she's melded them all together into the same same era.
Yeah.
So basically, Rachel's addiction is out of control. Anna's got a profound personal crisis. Claire's struggling to redefine herself as a single mother. Maggie's desperate to start a family and Helen's battling something that nobody knows about. It's basically all about the connection between the sisters and their mother and father as well. The father's played by Aidan Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
It is really, really good. They've only made one episode available. And when that happens, you're just like, oh, this isn't a good sign. It's a very good sign because it's actually left me wanting more.
How many episodes are there going to be?
It's going to be six. It starts on RTE1 on Sunday at 9:30. I haven't even seen, the six episodes and I'm already hoping that there's going to be a second season.
Now, I'm going to be very careful here.
Yeah.
But there are men who read Marion Keyes' books, but overwhelmingly they are read by women.
Mm-hmm.
What about this? What do you think?
I think if you're just looking for a family drama,
you're
going to love this. This is something you can all enjoy together. I thought it was... The only thing is, there's female characters at the forefront.
Oh.
I think it's great.
You
might be able to
Bad Sisters without murder.
And do you know what? Did you enjoy Bad Sisters?
I did. I thought it was great. So
it was about women and you still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Despite that, I enjoyed it. That's right.
My mom read all the books and she is rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, is it here yet? Is it here yet? She's so excited. But,
and it's so funny because Marion Keyes has written all these books, is famous worldwide, not just in Ireland. Like, there's people in Australia when I tell about this. They're so glad and can't wait. But she's had nothing turned into on-screen stuff. She's got this now on RTE. And what's the book is it Grown Ups or something on Netflix? Aisling B's in it. So now Marion Keyes has gone waiting for a bus and two have come along.
Yeah, Marion Keyes is cashing in. That's what we're saying. She's rolling in it. Fair play to her.
Exactly. But do you know what? This is really well done. I can only talk about one episode, but if that first episode is anything to go by, you're going to be hooked. If you miss it, it will be available on the player.
Okay.
But so weekly,
it's on. So this Sunday, RTE1 is the first episode. Actually, I think Stephanie's coming in to talk to us a little bit about it next week as well. So we'll get into more detail on how she managed to merge all those timelines, time zones together. that's the Walsh sisters. One battle after another. Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Oh my God. Here we go. How long have we got? Okay, so this is the new Paul Thomas Anderson.
And yes.
You had me at P. It is sensational.
Oh, yes.
Like, basically, it's the story of Bob, who's a kind of a washed up revolutionary who basically now a stoner and just hides off the grid with his daughter, his teenage daughter, who's quite self-reliant and all that. And that's all you need to know. Just go into this movie. It's 2 hours 40. But
see?
No, hold everything. You don't even feel it.
Okay,
is as funny as, oh my God, it's so funny. The action is amazing. Sean Penn, and DiCaprio and this newcomer Chase Infinity, who plays the young kid, if they don't get Oscar noms, there'll be a riot. This is the first Oscar run movie of the year. This is Hamnet is in trouble already. It's going to be Hamnet versus this. But I would predict
there's so many characters in this. Cast looks incredible.
It is.
Is there too many?
No, because you're focused on
stories.
Those really are the three main focus, and then there's all these other big stars are kind of floating around. So Paul Thomas Anderson. Boogie Nights and Magnolia are my top Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, Magnolia is so good.
So this is the lost final part of that trilogy from it's back to that kind of fun, rollicking. If you have motion sickness, just be prepared for the last 20 minutes. That's all I'll say. 4DX will be an experience. But it is, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
The score, Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead did the score. I saw it in 70 mil last night in the IFI, and I'm like, tears were coming to my eyes. It was just like, this is just, yeah, he's back, baby. Because he's had a few up and down. Some were great, some were, fine. I, you're great for making movies, but I was a bit boring. This is next level. Oscar run begins. Woo.
All right.
Where
tomorrow.
I'll get off the fence. Yeah.
Cinemas tomorrow. One battle after another in cinemas from tomorrow. Serena. Sunflowers.
I love.
Spell it first for us.
Yeah, so it's S-U-N. I feel like I'm in a spelling bee.
Yes.
S-U-N-P-H.
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
L-O-W-E-R-S. Sunflowers is an Irish indie film.
Okay.
It is beautiful. What I love about independent cinema, when it's done well, it's done beautifully. And you are not going to get a remake. You're not going to get a reboot. You're not going to get a sequel. You're going to get something original, and that's what this is. It's a really charming Irish film, and I don't say that in a
patronising kind of way.
I can't think of my words today. It's just gorgeous. Catherine, she's a middle-aged woman. She loses her husband. She has three older kids. After her husband's death, her whole life turns upside down, but not for why you think it would. It's turned upside down. She learns a lot of secrets that her husband had, and it's how she deals with those secrets, how she rebuilds herself. It's about community. It's about friendship. It's just a really sweet, lovely movie. And while I was watching, I was going, if this was made by an American film company, it'd just be all really nicely tied up in a bow, and it'd be really saccharine sweet.
Okay.
Or it'd be dark and gloomy. You have the dark sides of this, but you also have the lighter sides. And even though it doesn't finish, maybe, and it's not giving it away, but you know, it doesn't tie everything up in this gorgeous bow, you're left hopeful. And it's just a really sweet movie.
Why is it spelled that way?
Because she is an artist, and she's drawing sunflowers, and the teacher says you should call this, the teacher who's played by Jerry Fish says you should call it sunflowers. She goes, I can't because of the famous painting. And he goes, well, why don't you do it with a PH?
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I probably would diss a bit is the title. But you know what? I wouldn't not go see it because of the title. I think this is gorgeous. And it's great to see independent Irish cinema done so well. And you know, I tell the truth. I'm not going to give something a high praise.
You can't handle the truth.
But I'm not going to give something high praise just because it's Irish. It's really good.
It's in cinemas from tomorrow.
And it's only like 90 minutes, not even 90 minutes.
81 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just a long episode.
Three of that. You can watch that three times before you finish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's in cinemas from tomorrow. Sunflowers, the Irish indie movie. Blue Lights is back.
This is just a bumper week. I'll never leave the house. Blue Light Season 3 is on BBC One for Monday. I'm shouting out because of Monday, because we won't be here. This is basically police procedural set in Belfast. The whole concept in Season 1 and 2 was new recruits joining the PSNI. And it's basically a crime show set in Belfast. And it is unbelievable. I mean, it's one of my favourite BBC dramas out there. I mean, it is stress. It is exciting. It is funny. But the main thing is, if you've never seen it, Season 1 and 2 are on the player.
And the RTE player?
No, RTE player. So you can watch them before Monday. But, all, you know, I'm trying not to speak in a really bad Nordy accent because I just...
Go on, do it.
Blue Lights. No,
I did it.
Yeah, you did it well.
No, and then all my Nordy friends will come down and take me out. But anyway, it is absolutely fantastic. People will know what it is, but if you haven't seen it, as I said, RTE player has Season 1 and 2. Have you watched it?
No.
No. It is.
Is it like Line of Duty?
I think, controversially,
it's better.
I think it's better.
Wow.
Better?
Better? I'm done. I'm stopping.
You're so terrible.
Oh, you terrible Muriel here.
Oh,
Anyway.
Moving swiftly along with yes, highly recommended on the player. Please watch it.
Let's keep doing accents. You know? Until one of us gets cancelled. Yeah. Right. Anyway, Blue Lights is on from Monday. Listen, I know there's lots of sport this weekend. There's NFL, there's Ryder Cup, what have you. We're going to be talking about that lots. But then before we go, what's Riff Raff?
Oh, listen, we don't even need to talk about it, but we do. Because do you remember in the 80s? Well, I remember in the 80s, there was the straight to VHS bucket.
Yeah.
This is straight to Prime Video bucket.
Oh, and, right, okay.
But the cast is Jennifer Coolidge, Ed Harris, Lewis Pullman, Pete Davidson, and Bill Murray.
Oh, wow.
And you kind of, and
so it's absolutely meh, but wonderful meh. That you, it's like a nugget in a straight to VHS bucket.
Okay.
And it's there on Prime Video. It just appeared yesterday. I was like, what's this riffraff? And lo and behold, crime caper, screwball comedy, very violent, very un-PC. Oh, how we laughed. We were gone. I've forgotten it already. Doesn't matter.
Under 2 hours?
And it's 87 minutes.
Ah, oh, look at that. Look at that. Anyway, Riff Raff is there in the bargain bucket on Amazon Prime. Serena Bleasmo, entertainment journalist, David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.